Well, we've managed to get Ryan back on the phone. Hello, Ryan. Where are you? You're going to tell us about Cornflake Girl, I believe.
Yeah. Cox, my mate, told me these lyrics.
Yeah, what are they? Come on, go ahead.
I reckon it's, where did you put the keys, girl?
I reckon there's a brown cow in there. Are you sure about that?
A brown cow, you say?
Brown cow, where'd you put your keys down? But maybe I'm not right. Have you seen the new album cover, by the way?
No, what's it like?
Inside the album, they've got a picture of Tori Amos, obviously based in a barn somewhere. They've got this pig suckling on her breast. Anyway, for phoning in and telling us, at least part of the lyrics or what you can make them out, you've won yourself a crate of Snapple. That's 12 bottles.
Nice one.
Pop down to the station sometime later on tonight. We're in Fylde College.
All right.
And we'll give you them. But brilliant. I'm gonna talk about Radio Bellrig's history now. So thanks for calling in, Ryan.
Yeah, see you later.
See you. Cheers, mate. Bye. Okay, this year, Radio Bellrig will be celebrating its 25th anniversary, and we'll be organising a celebration to mark its passing. So if you look out for further details on this station, and indeed around campus, we'll tell you all about it. However, for its 10th birthday on Medium Wave, Radio Bellrig staff decided to visit the BBC down in Birmingham, the old Pebble Mill Studios, and they had a few stories to recount.
On 963, this is you, Arby.
And some very poor jingles.
You're listening to University Radio Bellrig, and this programme is coming sort of semi-comatose, but nearly live from deep down in the BBC studios of Pebble Mill, the Archer's studio, which recently celebrated its 30th anniversary, and URB recently celebrating its 10th. And the only connection that I can find between the two is there's a lot of bull in the Archer's, and have you listened to University Radio Bellrig recently? Well, how on earth did the Home Office allow this to happen? Because they're very strict. How did you actually get the first licence?
Well, Steve Harvey took a decision to actually start putting out full-scale programming, while we still continued to say there were test transmissions. But we did this for about a year, and then the Home Office found out and they didn't like it.
I'm not surprised.
And in fact, Princess Alexandra, our Chancellor, actually made an opening speech, and I don't think she knows to this day that she actually opened the radio station semi-illegally, I suppose.
Disgusting. So how do these programmes actually get into your little transistor?
There are aerials in each of the colleges which provide only a very limited range, and these aerials are simply a loop of wire, and in that way we're able to restrict the signal to the campus and meet the Home Office conditions.
Yeah, in fact it is possible for these aerials, if they have a fault condition, they can behave like a sort of rather crude long wire aerial, and they will then radiate a signal beyond the campus. This is a problem that often has arisen on campus.
I heard there was a tale, was it Kent? Supposed to have been picked up somewhere in Newfoundland.
That would, in fact, be, from my knowledge of propagation, it would be theoretically possible,
My knowledge of propagation stops with mustard and cress seeds, I think.
Well, I remember a time at Lancaster when there was some guy who was driving out of university back to his digs in Morecambe, and he had URB on his car radio. Usually it faded out when he went out of the campus confines, but on this particular afternoon it stayed with him, and he drove right out to Haysham, and he was still listening to URB, and he phoned up from a call box there for a request on URB, saying he was talking from Haysham.
Well, it wasn't even quite so long ago that we were heard in Manchester. It was within my time, and I've only been there a year and a half.
And you did impress on us all that you were very young.
Yes, I'm very young, and, we put that right fairly soon, of course.
Yes, you frequently get jokers phoning up from London and Birmingham saying, can I have a request? I'm speaking here from Birmingham. Can I have a request? You're coming in loud and clear on the radio. So it frightens everyone.
I think the one point is probably just worth making clear, because it's one of the things which people always ask is, you know, why can't we broadcast it in FM stereo? And the loop principle works very well in medium wave, but it completely breaks down in FM. And that's the simple reason why URB can't go in FM stereo.
Well, now the regulations have changed, and Bellrig is indeed on FM.